Employment in BC increased by 23,400 people in April, a solid monthly advance underpinned by a respectable rise in the number of private sector employees, 1.3%, coupled with a bigger gain in public sector employment, 2.5%. The additional private sector jobs are certainly welcome, as these have proven elusive in recent years. The bump in jobs meant BC's unemployment rate fell from 5.5% to 5%. A glance at April's labor force survey might lead one to conclude that BC's labor market is healthy, as the government likes to claim. But a single month of data obviously doesn't provide a full picture. And in this case, a one-month snapshot is especially misleading. The reality is that BC's private sector labor market has been unusually weak. Overall employment has managed to grow at a modest rate, but only because of surging public sector payrolls. In 2023, even as governments delivered unneeded fiscal stimulus, the U.S. economy held up remarkably well, BC's tourism sector rebounded and our population grew at a record pace, the number of BC private sector jobs actually declined. Meanwhile, the number of employees in BC's burgeoning public sector jumped by an eye-popping 4.6%. The sluggishness of the private sector job market might lead one to infer that higher interest rates and slower global growth are weighing on BC's small, trade-dependent economy. But this is at odds with the inconvenient truth that every other Canadian province saw private sector employment race ahead by 3 to 4.5% last year. It seems unlikely that external factors explain the gap between BC and other provinces in private sector hiring. Public sector employment in the rest of Canada rose 1.4% last year. With the pandemic well behind us, it is striking that BC's public sector continues to grow at three times the pace of the rest of the country, as well as three times faster than BC's own long-term average. If 2023 witnessed a chasm between BC and other provinces in private sector job creation, the reality is a divergence has been evident for several years. In early 2024, the number of employees in the BC private sector stood just 2% higher than in the early 2019. In absolute numbers, private sector jobs have risen by a feeble 30,000 net positions in the last 5 years, at a time when our population has skyrocketed. By this time, readers will not be surprised to learn that public sector employment has charted a rather different growth path, but the 33% increase in public sector positions over the same period, about 160,000 additional jobs, should still come as a shock. Elsewhere in Canada, public sector employment has also been climbing, but at only half of BC's head-spinning pace. While also tilted too heavily towards public sector hiring, proportionately more jobs have been created in the private sector in the rest of Canada. Specifically, in the other 9 provinces combined, for every new private sector job since 2019 there have been, just, 0.6 new public sector positions. Here in BC, every additional private sector job has been accompanied by 5.5 net new public sector jobs. This remarkably unbalanced public versus private sector hiring ratio is not sustainable. While the winding up of a handful of major capital projects is weighing on BC's labor market, this factor does not explain the large and persistent difference in public compared to private sector employment growth in the province over the last 5 years. Even with clear evidence of subpar job creation and accelerating out-migration to Alberta as young adults seek better career opportunities and cheaper housing elsewhere, the BC government is pressing ahead with an ever more interventionist policy agenda. In its present form, this agenda features costly and unattainable climate targets, unprecedented changes to the management of Crown lands and resources, with little input from business, jaw-dropping fiscal deficits and an endlessly growing regulatory burden in many industries. Continuing down this road points to a future of depressed private sector capital investment and ongoing anemic growth in private sector payrolls. Jock Finlayson is chief economist of the Independent Contractors and Businesses Association. Ken Peacock is the Business Council of British Columbia's senior vice president and chief economist.